San Antonio leader of extremist child exploitation network gets 40-year sentence. Texas border business, U.S. Department of Justice. A San Antonio-based member of a nihilistic violent extremist, NVE, group related to the 764 network was sentenced today to 40 years in prison, lifetime supervised release, and to pay $10,000 in restitution for racketeering activity and multiple acts relating to the sexual exploitation of children. According to court documents, Alexis Alder Chavez, also known as Zach and Zach 8884, 19, was an administrator and online leader of the 8884 network, which is a network related to 764. These NVEs share accelerationist goals that include social unrest and the downfall of the current world order, including the U.S. government. Members of 8884 work in concert with one another towards a common purpose of destroying civilized society through the corruption and exploitation of vulnerable populations, including minors. NVEs engage in criminal conduct within the United States and abroad, in furtherance of political, social, or religious goals that derive primarily from a hatred of society at large and a desire to bring about its collapse by sowing indiscriminate chaos, destruction, and social instability. NVEs demand, coerce, and extort victims to engage in variety of violent conduct, including self-mutilation, online and in-person sexual acts, harm to animals, sexual exploitation of siblings and others, acts of violence, threats of violence, suicide, and murder. Chavez's crimes reveal the ruthless exploitation and manipulation at the core of NVE groups, said Assistant Attorney General for National Security John A. Eisenberg. These organizations target children as part of their broader mission to spread terror. These groups ultimately seek nothing less than the destruction of our society. NSD will use every resource at its disposal to identify and prosecute 764 linked criminality and to protect the most innocent among us from these predators. What Alexis Chavez and other members of these nihilistic violent extremist groups have done to the vulnerable children they target is among the most disturbing conduct this office has prosecuted, said U.S. Attorney Justin R. Simmons for the Western District of Texas. Parents need to know what their children are doing online and must stay engaged, ask difficult questions, and not fall into the trap of believing their child is just playing games or just talking with their friends. There is darkness present within many people in this world that want nothing more than to see the United States and Western civilization fail. There is no limit to the actions these individuals will take to accomplish that goal, including torturing and abusing children. Regardless of one's inherent motivations, our office and our law enforcement partners at the local, state, and federal levels investigate and prosecute these cases with absolute dedication because protecting our children is not just a priority, it is the priority. Nothing is more abhorrent than those who prey on children and other vulnerable members of our society, and this defendant will pay a steep price for doing just that, said Acting Assistant Director Colt Markovsky of the FBI's Counterterrorism Division. The FBI has made it a high priority to identify and arrest nihilistic violent extremists who coerce juveniles into horrific acts of self-harm. We will never let up on our efforts and will continue working closely with our Justice Department partners to ensure these predators are held accountable. This sentencing demonstrates the FBI's unwavering resolve to identify, hunt down, investigate, and prosecute criminals like Chavez who prey on children through violent online networks, including 764, and orchestrate horrific, unspeakable acts of exploitation and violence, said Special Agent in Charge Daniel Faith of the FBI San Antonio Field Office. These predators use social media, messaging apps, gaming platforms, chat rooms, and video services to groom vulnerable children. Staying engaged in your child's online life, maintaining open communication, recognizing the warning signs, and reporting suspicious online activity to law enforcement are critical to stopping these offenders. Learn more at PSA. The FBI will use every lawful authority at our disposal to dismantle these criminal networks and hold offenders accountable because no child should ever become the next victim of these predators. On or about October 2023, Chavez and a co-conspirator attempted to have a minor female kill herself in a video chat by overdosing on pills. The two conspirators recorded the attempted suicide to obtain content that would allow them to maintain and increase their status within 8884. Approximately 2 months later, Chavez and the minor female victim worked together to coerce a female located overseas to strip naked on camera, cut herself, and engage in sexual acts. They also extorted another female by forcing the victim to cut the name, Zach, into herself. Around December 29, 2023, Chavez and a co-conspirator coerced another minor female to cut her tongue as well as torture and kill a cat on a live video call. That same month, Chavez and another co-conspirator worked together to groom and extort several other minor females. In one instance, the two conspirators coerced a female victim to light her arm on fire and have the fire burn through her skin and deeper into her body, while on a recorded video chat within the 8884 channel. They also groomed another minor female victim, forcing her to drink her own urine and attempt to overdose on unknown pills. On or about January 23, 2024, Chavez and a co-conspirator threatened and coerced a minor female victim to engage in sexually obscene activities and other egregious acts. He was arrested on October 24, 2024, and pleaded guilty on December 19, 2025, to one count of racketeering, one count of distribution of child pornography, and one count of possession of child pornography. The FBI San Antonio Field Office investigated the case with assistance from FBI Washington Field Office. Assistant U.S. Attorneys Mark Roomberg and Bill Harris for the Western District of Texas, and trial attorneys Justin Scher and James Donnelly of the National Security Division's Counterterrorism Section are prosecuting the case. The Justice Department remains vigilant against the threat of nihilistic violent extremist, NVE, networks, like 764, that operate within the United States and around the globe. NVEs often target vulnerable individuals, including minors, using social media platforms to share CSAM and gore material, and groom victims toward committing acts of violence. Victims are often extorted, coerced, compelled, and blackmailed into complying with NVE demands, including self-mutilation, online and in-person sexual acts, harm to animals, sexual exploitation of siblings and others, acts of violence, threats of violence, suicide, and murder. For more information on how to protect children and others, read about the online risks here. Parents, caregivers, teachers, FBI and the FBI's March 2025 public service announcement. This case was brought as part of Project Safe Childhood, a nationwide initiative to combat the epidemic of child sexual exploitation and abuse launched in May 2006 by the Department of Justice. Led by United States Attorney's Offices and the Criminal Division's Child Exploitation and Obscenity Section, CEOs, Project Safe Childhood marshals federal, state, and local resources to better locate, apprehend and prosecute individuals who exploit children via the Internet, as well as to identify and rescue victims. For more information about Project Safe Childhood, please visit www.justice.gov/psc. Updated July 8, 2026.